Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast number 462. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Back in August, I got a little curious about how many artists I had actually played over the course of the 16 years that I've been doing this show. So with the help of ChatGPT and the giant spreadsheet of goodness, I was able to pull out all the unique appearances of artists. And it turns out that I've played about 2,495 different artists across these 461 episodes. But the thing that I found really fascinating was that in that list, over 1,400 artists have only ever been played once. Now, along with that, a couple weeks back, I was listening to an old episode. It was 160-something. And I had done what I called the second chance episode, where I looked at that point at artists that I've only played once before on the show and gave them their second chance. And I thought, maybe it's a second chance for the second chance show. So there's 1,400 plus artists that have only been here once. So I obviously can't play all of them, but I think in the next hour and a half, I'll try to get, I don't know, 500 or maybe like maybe 200, 100, maybe I could, like 50, I could squeeze 20. Let's shoot for 13 and see where we go from there.
The path of righteousness is drawing close. Even before the first light breaks, your enemies will fire 100 rounds. 1,000 arrows fly to strike you. The battle you seek has not even begun.
Let their voices sway you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And there you have it, 15 artists getting their second time around on the Hypnagogue podcast, as if that was some kind of accomplishment. I'll tell you what happened when I did this. First off, I have to say that it might be fewer than 1,400 some odd artists who only had one time on the show, because what has been revealed to me is that my bookkeeping is pretty terrible, and sometimes my typing, because there are instances where it was 1,453 entries in the spreadsheet, I would see small variations in how I had input the names. Some of them, I don't know what happened, but I know that they were in the show more than once, but they were in this list of theoretically people who had only had one turned around. So the way that I approached this initially was I went to my good friend ChatGPT. I know I use AI too much, but I'm using it in good, constructive ways, okay? Mostly. And I told it to give me a set of random numbers between 1 and 1,453, and then I'd whip through the spreadsheet and see who that was and make a list, and then I would start listening to things and see what I wanted to start with, what I wanted to put next, what I liked, what was like, oh, no wonder they were only here once, which sounds like a shitty thing to say. And it is, but I mean it with all love. And then sometimes I would just, when I just didn't feel like doing that, I would just go into the spreadsheet and blindly scroll through it. Literally close my eyes, whip the scroll bar up and down and see where I landed. Find a name, go listen to them, decide whether or not to add them to the list. So, largely a random sampling of the theoretically 1,400 people who have only been on the show once, talking a lot right now, and I still have 15 tracks to tell you about. You know, but random but with intent, as always. I want to make a nice flow. I want you to have a nice ride. I didn't even say anything in the middle of this episode so that you could just cruise right on through. Okay. Kick things off with Those Damn Thieves from their Coherent album. That was Weak in the Knees. Oh, I made myself a list here on the side. We last heard from Those Damn Thieves in episode 349. Yes, I'm going to do this for all 15 artists because it's early in the morning and I don't give a damn. Basic Principles came after that, who we have not heard from since episode 368. That track was Viridian from the album Colors. Then it was Anomaly off of Urban Meta with I Am Lighthearted. Last checked out that album from episode 216. That's the other thing, too. For a lot of these are the majority of them are people that I only have one album from as well, which explains why we never heard from them again. I don't even know if they knew they were ever on the show in the first place. Who can say? Evening Ocean came after that with By Your Side from The Great Love. We checked that one out on episode 412. That's probably, is that the most recent one? No, there's a 415 in here. We'll get to that. Relatively recent. Again, totally random. Robert Slapp with The Wizard's Journey from Atlantis Trilogy, Brave New World. So apparently there's an Atlantis Trilogy. I only ever got one album that I'm aware of. We last heard that one on episode 198. Derek Willey with Green in Blue from An Approaching Storm. That was episode 352 when we last heard from Derek. Mark David Hadley and his Homegrown Apples. That track was No Ground. That's the guy that was on 415. Then it was Kaya North taking us into some shadowier kind of spaces with Depth from their album Myths. I love, you should go check out just even the album cover on this album. It is gorgeous. It's like this big mystic white buffalo on a dark background. It's really, really well done. Last heard from Kaya on episode 401. After that, Keeping Things Dark-ish with Camera Oscura, who we last heard from in episode 267. The album is called Quod Est Inferius. That's What Is Below, I believe. And that track was Vitriol, but it's Vitriol, all capitals, with a period in between each letter. Not going to spell it out for you. Magnifon after that with Soma from Terrarium, last heard from Magnifon on episode 380. Sailcloth gave us Station Cinders off of Woodcut. Episode 352 was the last time they hung around. Then we get to the person who we haven't heard from in the longest. It's an Ant and an Atom last appeared on the show in episode 146. The album is called You Are No One, and that was the Bathory Allure. Anna Never came after that with Martha from Long Turning, last heard from them on episode 197. Timothy Crane and His Piano from the album Halo, which we last heard on episode 337. That track was The One About Light. And from episode 347, the last time we heard from Johannes Lindsted and the album Bohemian Strings, that was The Garden of Forever. There is what the experts refer to as a metric shit ton of music in the Hypnagogue podcast libraries. And sometimes I only ever hear from people once, but they help to fill the shelves, and I appreciate it. I welcome them all to send more music my way. You know, if you are an artist and you want your music to appear on the show, you can send it to me at hypnagogue@hotmail.com. I prefer email because it lets me keep track of the things that I get as opposed to people sending me things through Facebook Messenger, which I've told several people, please don't do that. And they continue to do that. And if you knew me personally, you would know just how much that really pisses me off. But still, if the album sounds good, I'll let it fly. There are certain people who I would say enjoy a certain relationship privilege having built over many, many years. It's very funny. Lately, I've also been getting, and in case you are an artist and this crossed your mind, I've been getting lots of for your consideration emails as though I had anything to do with the Grammys. I don't. Please don't send me your for your considerations. It's not going to get you anywhere. Chances are good you're just blindly sending those anyway, and your music probably doesn't even belong on this show, but you send them anyway. And yes, I get those as well. Anywho, you can do that. You can also check out, I do have submission guidelines that people like to ignore. You can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and you can, there's a submissions link right at the top, and you can find out all my little picky-ass things that I would prefer be done. But I end up taking the music regardless of how it comes in. Like the thing that says, no WAV files, please, because I just have to convert them to MP3 to use them in the podcast. And what do I get a lot of? Yeah. Anyway, grumpy old man yells at clouds. If you're a mere listener and you have something you want to say about the podcast, again, you can email me, certainly, like the old folks do. You can also go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. You always have the opportunity to put a comment below any playlist, which is also where you can find links to all this wonderful music. If you do go and get some music that you heard on the Hypnagogue podcast, I ask you that even if the artist has a name your own price, that you put in something greater than zero, because they are bringing you pleasure through their music, you could bring them some lunch through your dollars. And if you happen to have a moment or two of your own spare time and you are getting the podcast off of wherever you receive it, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, PodMofo, I don't know, there's tons of them out there. Wherever you get your podcasts, if you could take the time to rate and review the podcast, it's not just for my ego, although, thank you. It also helps people find the podcast, which means people find the music, and that is the whole point of me doing the podcast in the first place, other than exercising my urge to be a DJ. I tried to exercise it as a classical music host on a Boston classical radio station for a while, but A, it was boring, and B, they only wanted me to talk for 20 seconds. Can you imagine? 20 seconds at a time? Oh, try to rein this pony in. That didn't work. It was fun while it lasted. But yes, I want people to be able to find this show, this music, these artists. Just takes a second of your time. You don't even have to write a thing. Just throw a couple stars on it, whatever you feel is adequate. And if you do have within you that poetic inspiration to write a review and say how fabulous this show is. And I don't think I'm doing the show any favors by me babbling on like this, but, you know. We're used to it by now, 462 shows later. I would appreciate your time, your consideration, and your words. What I would also appreciate is you coming back next time. Please make sure you're subscribing, by the way. You should get these episodes every time they come out. Again, use your favorite podcast gatherer or over at hypnagoguepodcast.com. There's a little box. Put in your email. Ba-boom, it lands in your email inbox every single time it happens. It's so easy. You like easy, right? Are you lazy like me? because that's what I do. Anyway, do those things. Come back next time. I have more music. We'll dive back into the holding tanks. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.